We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Chof Dal Rabbeis, approximately 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara said that Abaya said that everyone's moida by Klai Akerem, by the Isser of Klai Akerem, which is Kalayim. You take a grapevine and you plant it together with, let's say, wheat kernels, wheat seeds. The halacha is that that's Kalayim. And if you nenef from that kalayim, you now have a nah, benefit from that kalayim. Even shloik aderech hanasam, Abaye says. The reason is because it doesn't say lashon achila there. There it says ben tikdash hamaleya, that what grows will become kadosh, which means become aser. What grows, it doesn't say lashon achila. Therefore, even shloik aderech hanasam, you use it in a way that's not the normal way of using it. Still, it's aser. So Gemara is going to bring a brisa, a pretty long brisa, like a 10-line long brisa, and then we'll see a kasha from there. Meisve. Isi ben Yehuda Eimer. We know it says in the Torah, Sevashel Gadivach Levi Mai. So we're used to the Rashi, it says it three times, it comes to Issa Achila and Issa Anah, but Pashup Shah and the Pasuk, all it says is you're not allowed to cook Bas V'chala. Sevashel Gadivach Levi Mai, you're not allowed to cook meat with milk. Now, how do you know you're not allowed to eat it? So the Gemara in Chulun has different Mandiyarma, different Drashas. And one of the Drashas, Isi ben Yehuda says, Isi ben Yehuda Eimer, Menayin Lebas V'chala B'chalav Shu Aser. How do you know that you're not allowed to eat basar is cooked with chalav? How do you know you're not allowed to eat it? So Gemara says, the Braisa says, Nema kan, it says in the Pasuk, Ki am kadosh ata. It says in the Pasuk of Lesvashla Gadiva Chalevi Moy, it says in the beginning of that Pasuk, Ki am kadosh ata. And the Pasuk ends off, Lesvashla Gadiva Chalevi Moy, it says, Lesvashla Gadiva Chalevi Moy, it says, Lesvashla am kadosh ata Lashem Lekecha, Lesvashla Gadiva Chalevi Moy. And it says in different pasuk, "Nema lehalon v'anche kodesh tihun li." It says in different pasuk, in the parasha of Treifa, they're not allowed to eat. It says, "V'anche kodesh tihun li v'asav v'sadav Treifa lo yitzei chelu." So we learn now, "Nema lehalon aser," just like by Treifa, it's also to eat. "Av kame v'asav v'chalav," it's also to eat. So it's a gzera shava hekish am kodesh ta'anche kodesh teaches us that you're not allowed to eat v'asav v'chalav. Sayingly al bachila, you see here from this psukim, you can't eat basar v'chalav, but hanah minayin, how do you not have a benefit of basar v'chalav? Amrit kavachayim, there's a kavachayim, ma arla, shalai nevda ba'aveira, ma dach arla, which is not aveira, but the halacha is the first 3 years of the tree, you're not allowed to eat it, and even you're not allowed to have benefit from it. We had it before, it says three times, lashon arla, and the pasuk teaches us you're not allowed to benefit from arla. So ma arla, shalai nevda ba'aveira, surah ba'hanah, basar v'chalav, because when you cook basar v'chalav, there's aveira. You're not allowed to cook basar v'chalav. So basar v'chalav, shenev d'ba'aveira, didn't she asa v'anah? Of course, asa v'anah. So we learn from Kavachim from Arla, if Arla is asa v'anah, for sure, basar v'chalav is asa v'anah. So that's the Braisa. The Braisa says, maybe it's a pircha. Ma'ala Arla, shkin loy hois loy shasa kosher. How do you learn out from Arla? That's asa v'anah. Arla, maybe it's asa v'anah because Arla is a little bit worse, a little bit more chamer than basar v'chalav. Why? Because Arla doesn't have a shasa kosher. Right when it grows, it's asa already. It never had a time there was muta. Time when basar v'chalav shahoyisulah is shasa kosher. Mashenkin basar v'chalav has a time when it's muta. When the basar and the chalav are itself, it's muta. So it doesn't start off as issa. So maybe there won't have issa v'anah. Zok the Gemara, no chametz Pesach yech. So I'll bring right for chametz Pesach then. Shahoy lo shasa kosher. Chametz Pesach erev Pesach chametz was mutter had shasa kosher. Then on Pesach becomes aser b'hana. V'aser b'hana. We must know. A pirch on chametz Pesach also. They can't say that the reason why it's aser b'hana is because it's aser b'achila. There, mal chametz Pesach shkein einish karis. There, it has a chumra einish karis. Time b'aser b'chalav shein einish karis, no einish karis. So the Brayse says no klai kerem yichichu. We'll bring Rav and Klai Akerim, which is Asa Bahana. She ain't Oynish Karas, not Oynish Karas, but Asa Bahana. So Ad Kan HaBraisa. So the Braisa says that we're learning out Basa B'chalav's Asa Ba'achila from Am Kadosh Tanche Kadosh. We're learning Asa Bahana from three things. From Arla, we had a Pircha Arla, what didn't have Shasa Kadosh, so we went to Pesach. Pesach, we said it's Karas. So we said to Klai Akerim, Klai Akerim is a Raya that's Asa Bahana. Ad Kan HaBraisa. And the kasha is, Vim Isa, if Abaye is right, that Klai Ikerem has his chumrah, that even Shalok Kederach Hana Asam, even if you use it not in the normal way, it's Asr. So if Klai Ikerem has that chumrah, Vim Isa, Nifrech, Gasa Pircha, Mala Klai Ikerem, Shekin Loikin Aleha, Leyan, I feel Shalok Kederach Hana Asam. you can make a pircha malaklai kerem that you get malchus even nakederach anasam. So maybe that's why it's also bahanok, because as a chumrof shloikederach anasam. So what's Abai going to tie into this? It's a good cash from the Brisa. Because in Brisa it says, Klai Karim doesn't make a pircha that Klai Karim is not loika, shloika derech anasam. Vabaya toimar. Vabaya toimar. He'll say like this. My toimar, what are we learning out from here? Bas v'chalav. Bas v'chalav, she'en loika v'lav ela derech anasam. You're going to tell me, oh, bas v'chalav, say, ma kai karim, even not the normal way is usher, and bas v'chalav is not. Auto bas v'chalav chiluk sivbe. Does it say bas v'chalav loshon achila? Doesn't say loshon achila bas v'chalav. It's learned out from the vela, the issa achila. It doesn't say loshon achila bas v'chalav. So maybe bas v'chalav also is usher shloike derech anasam. Your whole kasha is that you have a pircha. Ma klai kerem is usher shloike derech anasam. Hashem came bas v'chalav. What do you mean bas v'chalav? Maybe also is usher shloike derech anasam. Doesn't say loshon achila there. V'idach, the kamaisiv law, the one who asked the kasha on Abaya, sava lahachik gomar min avela. We're learning out from the vela, and really, like Rash points out, it's really treifa. Learning out from treifa, and by there it says lashon lo seichelu, lashon achila. Ma avela derech an asa. Just like by the vela, you only aser if you ate it in the normal way, because it's lashon achila there. Bas v'chav, learning out from the asa is better. Bas v'chav derech an asa. Also, bas v'chav has to be derech an asa. Therefore, you should have a pircha. And therefore, he has a kasha on Abaya because when you have a pircha malakai kerem that you could be nana even shloike derech an asa is also. What does Abaya say? Abaya lahachi l'ksiv achila b'gufa. His lemaisa, it doesn't say achila by bas v'chalav. You have to learn it from the nevela. And what's the reason for that? The reason for that is the Torah did that for a reason. The reason the Torah did that was because to teach us that by bas v'chalav is also even shloike derech an asa. Abaya lahachi l'ksiv achila b'gufa leimar shloike l'av yemalkas afil shloike derech an asa. Yeah, Malchus even shloike derech an asa. That's why he held that it's not a pircha.
He wants to use the fact that he didn't, that we don't have pasuk for it as a reason why it's even asa v'anav shloike derech.
I'm saying it's interesting that even without a pasuk, it's even more chamer. No, he learns that once he said it's issa hana, so then it's achila, then it has different. It's asa v'achila. Now, once it's asa v'achila, it means any type of achila. Usually, something asa b'achila has a limit to it because it said loshon achila. Here, it's asa b'achila. We're at the limitations because it doesn't say it over here. It's not. You don't say the word. If you want to ask this something called daya, you only say daya by a kavachomer, not by a gzera shava. Yeah, no limit, and it's learned that from the veila. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Yeah. I hit it already. Yeah. Al kaponim, that's the end of this discussion. But once we mention this brisa of Klai Kerem, that's the end of the discussion on this Brisa, the Kashmir's Brisa. If I answered the Kasha, they said it's not Shver because there's no Pircha. But what about a different Pircha? For Lifroich, Malak Klai Kerem, Shkin Loi Hoysa Loi Shasa Kosha. On this Brisa, when we learned out Basa Bechola from Klai Kerem, it's also Bahana, you could have had the same Pircha that we had from Arlo. The Brisa says you can't learn out Basa Bechola from Arlo because Arlo starts off as an Isser, therefore it's more Chama. So, why don't you say the same thing with Klai Kerem? Klai Kerem, when they grow together, it starts off as an Isser also. But Lifrach, Mala Klai Kerem, Shkin Loi Hoysa Loi Shasa Kosher. It never had a Shasa Kosher because when it grew as a Kalayim, it grew by Isser. And Mashainkin, Basa Bechola is a Basa and a Chav, they're both Mutter. Omrav Adabar Hava, Zoysi Meres, Klaya Kerem, Ikram Nesorim. Vahoyl Vahoy Salam Shasa Kosher Kerem Ashrash. You see from here that not only what grows becomes also by Klaya Kerem. If you plant a piece of wheat, of a seed of a wheat seeds together with a vine, the seed also becomes also. Not only what grows becomes asr. As soon as it takes root with the vine, the seed becomes asr. So on that has shasa kosher. It did have shasa kosher. If you look at the seed that was planted together with the vine, that had a shasa kosher. So you don't have a pircha that hoya v'loy ha'on shasa kosher, because it did have a shasa kosher. So it's a meres, the klai kem, ikru nasarim, hoya v'loy ha'on shasa kosher, kerem ashrasha. Since it had a shasa kosher before the ashrasha. So Akabonim, that's what comes out, this Yisoid, and they want to ask the Kasha that Yisoid. So it says over here, the Klai Kerem, the Iker is Nesar. Most of Rav Shemaya, Hamavi Otsitznokov V'Kerem. Someone has in a flower pot with a hole. He has a seed growing there, a wheat seed growing there, and he brings it over the vine, the klai, in the vineyard. Im hoisif masayim, if this joint effort, this atzitz nakuf, together with the grapevines, when moisif 1/200th of the vine also. And the halacha is, if it's less, it's more. The reason is because a client is bottled in 200. So it's less than 200, so then it's bottled. It has to be 200th worth of a growth to make it asa. But it's mashma. The only thing that becomes asa is what grow. And now we just finished saying that the seed itself becomes asa. Mashma hoisevin la hoisev loy. So it's a kasha on Rav Adva Havid said that here, it's mavuyer that ikra nesarim. Machar, it's not true. Amarav, the truth is, in the pasuk it says two psukim. It says ksiv hazara, v'ksiv hazara, v'ksiv hamaleya. The pasuk says like this: Lo sizra karmecha kolayim. You shouldn't plant in your vineyard kolayim. Pen tikdash hamaleya. Maybe what grows will become kadosh. Hazara asher tizra asvuas akarim. So on one hand it says hazara, v'ksiv hamaleya. It says what grows. Okay, tzad zerua meikroi ba'ashrashay. If this is the first time you're planting the seed, then when it bashrosh already, it becomes usr. The seed itself becomes usr. Zerua aba, if it's planted already, like in an atzis nakal, like in a flower pot, the hoisif in lohesh loy, then it has to have amaleya, it has to be moisif. So coming out of vada, when you plant the seed into a vineyard, bashrosh, when it takes root, it becomes usr. And therefore, it has a shasa kosher. Mashenka, when it's in a flower pot where it grew ready by itself, then the only time it comes also is if it's Moisif Masayim. If it grows an extra 200 from the union between both of them, then there's a 200, then it has to grow. But if not, there's just the seed itself that takes root will become also, and therefore it also has Shas Kashuk Masukhalov, and the Brisa is very good. Akapanim, that is the Sugya of Shloika Derech Hana Asam. Remember that we came out yesterday, and we were here also like that. That shloik, even if you hold that mut, that there's no malchus shloik derechan asam, about that could be it's also derabanan. If you also showing him, it's also midrabanan even shloik derechan asam. Just means you're not going to get malchus in it. Doesn't mean it's mutter when you're nena shloik derechan asam. These things that are mutter for that. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechon, b'chol misrapim, you're allowed to use everything for medicine to heal yourself. Chutz ma'atzei asherah. Besides for wood from Asherah tree. Asherah tree is a tree used for Avodah Zarah. You can't use wood from Asherah tree for a fool. Now use that. Now the Gemara has to ask a cash like this. Hey Chidami, Ine Medika Sakana, if it's a Sakana Sefashas, a person might die. So Filat Asherah Nami, why shouldn't we be able to use Atzei Asherah? Everything is Nidcha, is pushed away. All mitzvahs are pushed away for Pekuach Nefesh. Read the lekas akano is no pekuach nefesh. Fill kol shum shuritar nami law. You can't do any issa in the Torah. Lahed dig issa deraisa if it's not a sakano. So what? What's happens? Atzei asheres. So amalav shah. If it's sakano, asheres muta. If it's not a sakano, everything should be awesome. Lo elam dig issa sakano. This is a sakano of falsus here. If fill achi atzei asheres law. Still, you cannot use the atzei ashera. Why not? Because it's avodah zarah. The Tanya learned in a brayso. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer Nema says in Shema, "V'hafte eis Hashem akecha b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshcha, v'chol ma'idecha." So Nema b'chol nafshcha, it says you have to love Hashem with all your life, with all your soul. Lama Nema b'chol ma'idecha. Why say with all your money? But Nema b'chol ma'idecha says all your money. Lama Nema b'chol nafshcha. It's a kavachayim b'chol nafshcha. Eloi melach im yesh adam shugu v'chav alav b'maynei. There's certain people, which is most people, their life is more important than the money. You should serve Hashem, you should love Hashem with all your nefesh. Some people like the money better. Therefore it says, with all your money. But what you see from Rabbi Eliezer is, which we know already, because we know from all of Ashas, but it's really a machlokes tanoim. But Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to give up your life for havas Hashem, which means for avodah zarah, you have to give up your life. So you have to give your life for avodah zarah. So if you give your life for avodah zarah, so then here by atzei asherah you can't use atzei asherah even if you have sakana sefashos. Now you have to speak out that what's the problem using atzei asherah? So Rashi says hamasrapi b'atzei asherah nira kamoydeba. It's mashma Rashi that's not really even a deraisa because b'etzem that's not called serving avodah zarah to use atzei asherah for your medicine. technical serving of Avodah Zarah, but still, since it looks like I'm serving the Avodah Zarah, that's enough that you're supposed to kill yourself. You have to kill yourself and not let yourself get healed. Well, it looks like I'm serving the Avodah Zarah. Tois also is mashma that's not Avodah Zarah deraisa. And Tois says the reason is because you might be make a mistake and think that Avodah Zarah is healing you. If you use these Atzi Asherah, you're going to think that we know who healed you, the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you're not allowed to use it. Nira kamoidaba. It looks like I'm. And the Asi Lamoidaba, Rash Nirimoida. Tais says, because the Asi Lamitibas of Avodah Zarah, you come to think that Avodah Zarah has powers. So it's called, Shikla Bizrai with Avodah Zarah, it's called. And you're mechuyev to kill yourself for these type of Avodah Zarah. That's Nira kamoidaba, or you come to make a mistake afterwards. The Ran says a little different. The Ran says, there's a possible Yibak, Biyadacha Mu'uma, that you shouldn't attach yourself to any part of the Avodah Zarah. It could be that's the Deraisa. Again, also, it's a fringe of Avodah Zarah, but still, you have to be Maisa Nefesh, even for a fringe of Avodah Zarah. That's what you see from this Gemara, they can't use Atzi Asherah. Oh, it's very good Kasha. We're showing Master Kasha. Why need? Just say, B'chol Nafshecha. We need to hold the Braisa. That's really Kasha. Just say, B'chol Nafshecha.
B'chol Nafesh.
Right, three big things. Where did you learn from? So this is one of the makaris. So that's why I bavarned the question by saying the Rebbeinu Dovah says this, that really, because also what's the Havim meaning? The Gemara says, Iyakasakana, so why not Atzi Asherah? Well, the Gemara didn't know about the three Chama Averis. Dr. Rebbeinu Dovah, yeah. There's a Mechlekes Tanayim, certain Tanayim hold, there's no such thing as three Averis. And we're just, this is the Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana holds that you have to make Sinai Shabbat Azara. And therefore we brought the whole Braisa, because this is his Drasha. You don't need Mechlema Yedecha, Mechlema Afshecha will be enough, but this is his Drasha, that's the makar that Taka, the three Averis. This is the makar that you have to kill yourself by Avodah Zarah.